Abba Amar Rav. Rav was said in the name of Rav. Hamakdish Avto. If a person says to the slave, you are Kadosh. So a slave is property. So when he's Makdish, presumably he's giving the slave over to Hekdesh to make him belong now to the temple trust. No, that's not what happens. Rather, Yatzal Echerus, the slave is now free. My time away. Gufe lo Kadosh. To make the body kadosh and make it a carbon is not possible because a slave is not an animal that can be offered as a carbon. Lidami lo kamar, to say the value of this slave is what I'm giving to Hekdesh, he didn't say that. So what does he mean when he says, you are kadosh? It means, lehevi am kadosh, you are kadosh, you're part of the Jewish people, you are being freed. Rav Yosef am a Rav, Rav Yosef said the name of Rav, Hamafkir Avdo, if the master makes his slave Hefker, Yatzal Echerus, that's also enough for him to be free, and now he's a full-fledged Jew. So Madam Ramakdish, the one who says that if he makes him Kadosh, that means he's a full-fledged Jew, Kolshkin Mafkir, certainly if he says he's ownerless. Madam Ramakdish, the one who says that if he's ownerless, he's now a Jew, Avol Makdish Lo, but if he said you're Kadosh, not, because Dilmal Adak, because maybe if he says you're Kadosh, what he means is your value is Kadosh. What you'd be worth on a slave market is what I have to give now to Hekdesh. Ibai Elu, they had a question in the yeshiva. When we say in these cases that, let's say a Makdish or a Mafkir, Yatzal Echerus, Tzarech Get Shichur or Lo Tzarech Get Shichur, does he still also need a document freeing him or not? Tashma, come in here. Da'am Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav. Rav Chiya bar Avin said the name of Rav. Echadzeh ve'echadzeh, Yatzal Echerus, both Makdish and Mafkir. Whether he made him Hefker or he made him Kaddish, it means he's a full-fledged Jew. Yatzal Echerus. But, v'tzarech ket shichur, in addition, he needs a document freeing him. We're Evid Kenani. We're talking about Evid Kenani. Mm-hmm. Cannot marry a Jewish woman until he has a get shichur, becomes Jewish. Then he's Jewish.
Who cannot? The slave?
A slave, right? Until he becomes
a Jew.
He's only a partial Jew as a slave. Once he's freed,
what
he becomes.
What does partial Jew mean?
That's the uniqueness of a slave. He has the mitzvahs of a woman, but in regards to other mitzvahs, he has the status of a non Jew. He doesn't count to a minion. He's a partial Jew.
When does he get his brit milah?
That he gets once he becomes a slave.
Sure. Once he becomes a slave.
Yeah, the Torah says in Parshas Lech Lecha, the slaves need a bris milah.
Automatically becomes, once you free an Erkani, or becomes a Jew?
Correct. Once he's free, he's a Jew.
From mother, a Jewish mother, a Jewish father and everything?
What's that?
A slave, a Jewish slave.
We're not talking about a Jewish slave. We're talking about a non-Jew who's the property of a slave.
Oh.
Non-Jews, the property of a Jew.
He
has to go to the mikvah when he becomes a slave.
Does he have any choice now? Or
no, it grows on him. Amar Rabba said, Umosfinan Hashmaitin, we challenged our own lesson, because we learned, if a person is Hamakdish Nechasav, a person says, all of my property is Kadosh. And some of this property are slaves. Ena Gizbar and Rashayin Lotzian Lacherus. The representatives of Hekdesh do not have the ability to free those slaves, but rather, they can sell them to others. And those other people can free them. The Gizbarim couldn't free them because they don't own them. Because when this guy says all of my property is Kadosh, including his slaves, all he means was that the value of the slave is Kadosh. So they can sell them to others, that way they get the value, and then those other people can free them. Rabbi says, Omer Ani, I say, Af who knows in the Me'atzma v'yotze, the slave himself, if he had money, could give it in order to buy himself, and he could thereby go out. Because the master, the Gizbar could sell the slave to himself, the same way he can sell the slave to others, he can sell it to himself. So what do you see? You see that when a person is Makdish and Eved, it's not that we say that the Eved became Kadosh. No, as in part of Am Yisrael. It means that the value of the Eved belongs to Hekdesh now. So the Gemara says, Mastisa Karamas Alei De Rav. What are you challenging Rav with a Braisa or with a Mishnah? Rav Tanu Palig, Rav himself is a Tana. He can disagree and he can hold it. When the one is Maktish Avdo, it's not that he's saying Dmei Eved Lehektesh. Rather, it means that the Eved goes free. Tashma, come in here, we learn. The Pasuk says, Ach Kol Cherem. Asher Yachrim Ishla Hashem Mikol Asher Lo Me'adam. Whatever cherem that he gives, that means elav avodim v'shivchos v'aknanim, that a person can give his avodim and shvachos, his slaves, over to Hekdesh. Says the Gemara, Mayaskin and Darmalu Dami. That's a case where he said, I'm giving the value to Hekdesh. He didn't just say it's Kadosh, I'm giving the value. He says, when he's giving the value, so he's not making him a full-fledged member of Am Yisrael. Iyachi, if so, idach nami. Why did you just say that Rav disagrees with that case of Hamakdish Kol Mechasav? Why didn't you just say that that's the Amar LaDami, that that's the case where you said all of the value of my objects goes to Hekdesh? Yachi, if so, because if you said the value of the objects, Ein HaGizbarin Rashayin Lo Tzion L'Cheirus, the representatives of Hekdesh don't have the ability to free them. Gizbarin Maya Viditayu. Of course the Gizbarim can't free them. The Gizbarim just have the value of this person. They don't own the person. The suin furthermore, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer ani afu nosin demei atzmo, the slave himself could pay for himself, yotzei, mepesh yukumotcho lo, because the gizbar could sell the slave to himself. Yiladzami, if the slave had only been made kadosh for his value, ma'ami pnesh yukumotcho lo, what do you mean that he's being sold to himself? There's nothing to sell. The Hekdesh doesn't own him. Okay, so that's what we have to say, that Rav disagrees with that price. Tashma, come in here, we learn. Hamakdish avdo, if a person makes his eved kadosh, says your kadosh, osav ochel, the eved could still work, and whatever he produces, he could eat. Because we don't say the eved belongs to Hekdesh, so whatever he makes now is Hekdesh's. Shalo hikdesh el adamov, because when the person says that the slave belongs to Hekdesh, what it means is that the value of the slave will be given to Hekdesh. So that's against what we've been saying, because we've been saying that when you're Makdish and Eved, the Eved goes free.
And if the slave is married, the same status for his wife?
Slaves don't have marriage.
No marriage?
There's no marriage with slaves.
As long as they're slaves, they cannot
no
get married?
No, there's no marriage.
I have a question too. So if you have an Eved Kanani, set him free, he becomes a full-fledged
Jew.
And then he becomes a slave again, he becomes now
can't become a slave free. Again. It could become an Eved Ivri, but he couldn't become a... An Eved Ivri is very different. It's only for 6 years. It's a whole different dynamic.
It could happen, and then but that case...
He could then make himself an Eved Ivri. If he stole and couldn't pay back, he could become an Eved Ivri. That's true. So the Gemara says, who is this price alike? Hamani Rebbe Meir. This is Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says that any time a person says, I'm making something kadosh, we interpret it to mean a real kedusha and some type of transfer of value over to Hekdesh. And not that, oh, and he said he's making a slave kadosh, he means he's making him part of Am Yisrael. So Gemara says, Achanayim Mistabra, it makes sense to say that it's Rabbi Meir, Diktani Seif, because it says in the end of that brisa, V'chein hushik tishas atzmo, if a person is makdish himself, he says, I'm kadosh. Osava ochel, he could still work, and whatever he produces, he could eat. Shalo hikdish el adamav, because when he was makdish, what it means is he's giving his value to Hekdesh, not that he himself belongs to Hekdesh, because that he can't do. Yeah, Bishlam Rabbi Meir, here shop here. Couldn't you make sense? Yeah, it's Rabbanan. If you're going to say it's Rabbanan, who don't agree with Rabbi Meir that every time a person says he's doing something to Hekdesh, it has to mean something. So if you're going to say it's the Rabbanan, Bishlam Avdo, the dummy kite. You know, when you say that an Evet, when a guy says, my Evet is Kadosh, that makes sense. It means that the value of the Evet is Kadosh. But when a person says, I'm Kadosh, it means his value and he's going to a slave market. A slave is going to a slave market. He's not going to a slave market. So why, would he, when he says he's Kadosh, is his value Taka Kadosh? Does he have to give the value to the Hekdesh? It should be nothing. No, it must be the Pshat is because we don't want to, we never accept that when a person said something, it's nothing. We always give a meaning of some significance to what a person said. So if that's the case, we always give a meaning of some significance to what a person said. That's the view of Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, Lema Kitanoi. Maybe this question about a master who is Makdish his slave is a Machlokas Tanoi. We learned, HaMakdish Avdo, if a person is Makdish his slave, Ein Mo'alin Bo. If somebody uses the slave, he's not in violation of Me'ila. He doesn't have to bring a carbon Me'ila. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Malin Besaro. If If he would use the slave, if he uses the hair, it would be me'ila. So my lav ba'kamifiki. So this is the argument. Mar savar kadosh. One holds that the slave himself becomes kadosh. Not like what we've been saying till now. Mar savar lo kadosh. The other one holds that the slave doesn't become kadosh. Maybe the slave becomes free. Maybe the slave's value is kadosh, but not the slave is kadosh. So the Gemara says, but Tizra, do you think that that's the argument? If that's the argument, whether or not he's kadosh, hay mo'al in bo, vein mo'al in bo, they shouldn't be saying, oh, is there me'ila, is there not me'ila? The question should be, hay kadosh vein o kadosh min bo'ele. Is he kadosh, is he not kadosh? Ela dekuli alma kadosh. Everybody agrees that when you make a slave kadosh, it means that the value is kadosh. And there's something in him that you have to sell him now to give that value over to the Beis HaMikdash. But what's the question about me'ila? One is of the opinion that a slave is the status of property of non-movables. And in land, there's no such thing as me'ila. The other one says that no, he moves around. And since he moves around, it's like any other item of hektish that can move around and you can have me'ila in it. If that's the argument, why are they arguing about his hair? They should argue about the body, because the body moves. We know throughout Allah, a slave is considered land. The question is, when he has a lot of hair and the hair is about to be cut off, do we consider it already cut off because it's about to be cut off and therefore it's movable? Or we say, no, the hair, even though it's about to be cut off, is not considered cut off yet, and therefore the hair is like the rest of the body, and the body is already like land, and in land you can't have Me'ila, Mar Savar Kegazuz Dami, Umar Savar Lav Kegazuz Dami. One considers hair that's about to be cut off to be considered already cut off, and one not. Maybe this is the same aklokus that we have elsewhere. That now we looked at a Mishnah in Shavuos. What's that?
I don't get it. What is this with the hair, Rabbi?
The argument was, is there me'ila? There's a prohibition of benefiting from hektesh.
Right.
Using hektesh is like theft, but theft from hektesh is different than theft from a regular person. It's me'ila. You have to bring a special carbon me'ila, if you did it by mistake. So there's a question here, there's an argument whether or not a slave that was made kadosh, if someone else then uses that slave, would he be violating the rules of me'ila or not? So the Gemara said, well, maybe that's this question about whether or not the slave became kadosh at all. The Gemara said, no. If the question is whether he became kadosh, it should have said, the argument is, one says he becomes kadosh, one says he doesn't become kadosh. So the Gemara said, well, everybody's, you're not arguing whether he becomes kadosh, the question is about me'ila. So everybody agrees he becomes kadosh. The question is whether he has me'ila or not, because how do you treat a slave? Do you treat a slave as property, as in real estate, or do you treat a slave as movables? If he's movables, there could be me'ila. If you treat him as land, then there's no me'ila. But if that's the case, that's the argument, then why did the one who said that there is me'ila say there's me'ila if somebody uses his hair? You should say there's me'ila if he uses the slave, because the slave is movable.
Right.
No. So everybody agrees that a slave is kadosh, and everybody agrees that the slave is land. The question is, what about the hair on the slave? The hair which is going to come off, and it's about to come off, maybe it's already considered off. And once it's off, that's not land anymore. So therefore, he says there's can be me'ila in the hair. And the other opinion that said there's no me'ila, even in the hair, it's because the hair is not considered off yet, it's still on, and therefore it's part of the body of the slave, and the body of the slave is like land. And land, there's no me'ila in it.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Gemara has said so far.
But Rabbi, if I have to say, land, and the fruit comes from the land, it's
not. No, because it's still considered part of the land. I mean, it's kadosh, but there would be no me'ila. Whatever is mechubar lakarka has no me'ila. No, it's mechubar, it's attached to the ground. So the Gemara now says, Lema Hani Tanoi, Hani Tanoi. Maybe this argument is the same as we found elsewhere. It's not as we learned in Masechet Shavuos. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Yesh Dvarim Shem Kakarka. There are certain things that are attached to the ground, Veinam Kakarka. And even so, they don't have the status of real estate, of land. The same way there's no Me'ila. In land, there's no Shavuos. The laws of taking an oath, like Shavuos Modeh V'Miktzas, etc., doesn't apply to a claim about land. V'ein chacham modin lo, but the chacham don't agree. Kate said, what was the argument about? Eser kfanim tzu'unos masayati locha. Let's say a guy says, I handed you 10 grapevines filled with grapes that you should watch. V'alo omer, the watchman says, in an elachamish, you only gave me 5 grapevines. Rabbi Meir Machayev. Rabbi Meir says that's a moda b'miktzas. I claim that he owes me 10. He's saying he only owes me 5. That's, he admits to part of it. He has to swear. Chacham omer, chacham say no. Kol mochu b'lakarka, reyu kakarka. That's an argument about land. It's about grapevines and land. You don't have an oath about it. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanin explained. Anavim omli batzri kabeinai. We're talking about grapevines with grapes that are about to be cut off. Because everybody agrees that a grapevine is land. But when the grapes are about to be cut off, and the question is about the grapes, that's the argument. Rabbi Meir Savar, since it's about to be cut off, kibitzuros dam, it's as if they're already cut off. Once the grapes are cut off, they're not land anymore. So therefore, it's an argument about movables. And Rabbanan Savri, even if they're about to come off, since they're still attached to the vine, kibitzuros dam, they're considered like, lav kibitzuros dam, they're not considered cut off, they're considered land still. The Gemara says it's not necessarily the same argument, right? The Gemara is saying the same way we were having an argument about hair, whether hair that's about to be cut off is considered off or not. That's the argument about whether grapes that are about to be cut off are considered off or not. So the Gemara says, no! Afilu tem Rabbi Meir! You could even say it's Rabbi Meir. Adkam lokam Rabbi Meir ha'asam elaba'an navim tekama dekaiman mikchash kishi. Maybe Rabbi Meir only said by grapes that are about to cut off, that they're considered off, because if you leave them on for too long, they get worse. The more you leave the grape on, once it's ripe, it starts to go bad. So then it's off, considered off, even though it's not off yet. Aval hacha, but when you talk about hair, the longer you leave on the hair, the better, because it grows more. Kama dekayash buchi mishbach. So therefore, even Rabbi Meir perhaps would say that hair, we don't consider it's off when it's about to come off. Okay, let's go back to the halachos of freeing a slave. He sold it to Priya Bar Yosef. When Priya Bar Yosef went to Israel, Amalai Shmai to the Rav. He taught this lesson of Rav that if a person is mafkir his slave, the slave goes free. Kamed Rabbi Yochanan in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Amalai. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Rav, how did Rav say this? He asked, did Rav say this? The Gemara now asks, Uhulo Amar Achi, what? Did Rabbi Yochanan not agree with it? I have Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We know that Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Amafkar Abdu Yatzal Lecheres. If a person makes his slave Hefker, the slave is now free. He doesn't have to work for the master anymore. But Vitzarach Get Shechur still needs a document to free him in order to marry a Jewish woman. Hachi Garmel, this is what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Amar Rav Kavasi. Did Rav say like me? Yeah, but of course, he agreed to it. Ikudami, another version. Lo Siyamua Kameh. They didn't finish what Rav's opinion was. They just said that Rav said if he makes the slave hefker, so then you can't enslave him anymore. But they didn't say also that Rav held that he needs a get shichur to be able to marry a Jewish woman. Amar. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Lo, Amar Rav. Shachar get shichur. Did Rav not add that he needs a get shichur? And this is again Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei, Rabbi Yochanan l'shita. So Amar Ulam, Rabbi Yochanan, Ula, as I said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, we've learned all morning. Hamafkir avdo. If a person makes his slave hefker, so now he can't enslave him anymore. Yatzalacheris, he can't, he's gone free, but Vitzarach Get Shichur still needs a document to free him, to give him the status of a Jewish man in order to marry a Jewish woman. Gufa, we learned before. Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Ula said the name Rabbi Yochanan, Amafkir Avdo Yatzalacheris. If a person frees his slave, now he's gone free, but Vitzarach Get Shichur still needs a Get Shichur. Esri of Abel Ula, of Abba Challenge Ula, we learned, Ger Shemes, we know that a convert, he doesn't have relatives. Doesn't have any family. So when he dies, everything that he owns becomes hefker. He had no children. It all becomes ownerless. So Ger Shemes, if a convert dies, Ubiz Bezu Yisrael Nechasav. So once he died, Jews went and grabbed his property. Vayu Ben Avadim, and now the convert had owned slaves, being the only moving tanim, whether they were older or younger. So the moment he dies, so Kanu Atzim Bnei Chorin, they acquire themselves. Abba Sholom, or Abba Shol says, G'dolim Kanu Atzim Bnei Chorin, the older ones acquire themselves to be free. Ketanim, but the children, Kalamachzik Ben Zachaben, the child can't acquire anything, so they can't acquire himself, so anyone who acquires them is Kona them. Now, if you're saying they acquire themselves, V'chimi Kasav Get Shichur, Le'elu, who's going to write for them a Get Shichur? to make them full-fledged Jews. Yes, the ger died, so he doesn't have ownership over them anymore. They're hefker. But if you're going to say that when an eved is hefker, he still needs a get shichur, who's going to give them the get shichur? Amar Su'uba answered, Dami, Haimad Rabban, Kedilo Gami, and Shishmaita. I think this is a Talmud Chacham who doesn't understand any halacha. Because obviously this is a different case. This is not a guy who's making them hefker. This is where the master died. Right? The ger who owned them died. The time am I. What do you mean? Why is this so different from the case of making them hefker? Because I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman explained. Kasavar Ula explain. Ula holds. Avdo de ger ki ishto. We know that many halachos, a slave is like a woman. La la me'isha. So therefore, the slave of the convert is like a wife. If a husband dies, the wife is done. She doesn't need to get anymore. She's done. So if the master died, so that's it. The slave is done. So 1 second. If you're going to say such a thing, so even if a Jewish master dies who has Yorshim, once he dies, the same way if a husband dies, the wife is free. If a master of a slave dies, the slave should be free. So Gemara says, "Ah, my brother, there's a difference. If a master dies and he's got children, the pasuk says that your children after you are to inherit your slaves as an inheritance. But if he's a convert who doesn't have children, so then yes, if he dies, the slave goes free. The same way, if a husband dies, a wife goes free. Ihachi, if so, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that in certain cases, once the master dies, the slave goes free." But if, why did you say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if he makes the slave hefker, then he can't enslave the slave anymore, but he still needs to give him a shtar shichur to make him a Jew? Why don't we say hamafkir avdo, if he makes his slave hefker umes, and then he dies? So now also we should say that the slave goes free, because now once he made him hefker, his children are not going to inherit the slave. Once he dies, that should make him go free and make him a full-fledged Jew. Alama amar, why did Ameimar say, Amafkir Avdo Umeis, if a guy made his slave hefker, so he can't enslave the slave anymore, then he dies. So now also Eved Ein Lo Takana, because now there's no one to give him a get shichur, and that slave is stuck. So the Gemara says, you know what? We don't agree with Ameimar. To Ameimar, Kasha. That's a difficult idea. We don't agree with it. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi said, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Levi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Levi, Halacha ka Abashol, Halacha is like Abashol, that if a convert dies and amongst his property are slaves, the adult slaves acquire themselves. The child slaves, they can't acquire themselves, so people can go and acquire them. Amle Reb Zera Reb Yaakov Bar Idi. Reb Zera said to Reb Yaakov Bar Idi, Beferish shmilacha, michlala shmilacha. Did you hear this explicitly? That Reb Yeshua Malevi said, Halacha is like Abashol? Or did you imply it from something else? My klala, where would you have implied it from? So the question is maybe like this. The Amle Reb Yeshua Malevi, Reb Yeshua Malevi said, Amle Lufnei Rabbi, they said in front of Rabbi, if a guy says, I've despaired from so-and-so my slave, mahu, what's the halacha of that slave? So Rebbe answered, I said, ain't lo takana ela b'shtar. Okay, even by despairing, he no longer owns the slave, but for the slave to become a Jew, he needs a shtar. Shichur. Rabbi Yochanan explained, my time with the Rebbe, what's the reasoning of Rebbe? Gamar la la ma'isha, because there are comparisons between slave and woman. Ma'isha b'shtar, a woman becomes freed with a get. Af eved nami b'shtar. So eved also only becomes freed with a get, with a shtar, and not by just being freed, by being made hefker. The kadaikat minei. So what? Perhaps you're implying from it the following, that ki'isha, slave has to be like a woman. Ma'isha yisura v'lo mimona. Just like the woman, the shtar, the get, changes her personal status. It's really not a monetary contract. It's a personal status contract. It makes her from being married to being single. Af eved nami. So to a slave. Isura velo mimona. All it does is that the slave, by means of the document, it impacts the personal status, but it doesn't impact the monetary status. So therefore, if he made him hefker, so fine. So he's hefker, but the personal status would still require the shtar.
What's the halacha with the non-Jews? Once they become slaves, do they have to be converted?
At that initial point, there's a partial conversion, yes.
So that's what it's all
in. Yeah, that's what we're dealing with. So the Gemara now says, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi said to Rav Zera, So who cares if I figured it out from an implication? So he said, Reb Zera said back to Reb Yaakov Bar Idi, Adrava, the opposite should be the case, because Duk Minal Idachisa, you should imply from it the opposite way. Ma'isha Bing Dolo Bing Tana, if you're comparing a woman to a slave, a woman, a get works for her, whether she's an adult or a child. Evid Nami Gadol Bing Gadol Bing Katan, so an Evid also should work whether he is an adult or a child. Amar Lei, Sir Abzera said, you know what, Befei Rishmieli, I heard explicitly that Rabbi Shuma Levi holds, Halacha is like Abba Shaul. Okay, thank you. Yeah, we can.